Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drives a girl wild. I've got the moves that really move her. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.
Welcome to Clem Kush.
I'm just a sexy boy.
It's where me and Kushner get together and just throw together a half-assed podcast.
Oh, come on. Fuck you.
That was a hard F too, bitch.
I know. Well, I mean, you really drowned me out, and I felt that. So
yeah.
Apparently I sent you prep for this like days ago. I don't even remember I did it. So
you're talking about the Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, I sent that to a bunch of people.
Are you on pills again?
No, but when I see content, Bub, I just send it to you.
Please do. Please continue to do that.
And I'm not sure. I used to always try to make everything fancy and laid out. I'm just like, if I see something on Twitter with audio, I'm just sending it to you. You're smart enough to fucking click a link and figure it out. You know?
Of course.
So.
Yeah. If I don't like it, then and please don't get mad. Like, if I don't like it, I'm not going to, like, I just delete it.
It's fine. I don't know what you like and what you don't like.
You kind of do.
Yeah, I mean, look, Bubba, again, as far as my ideas go, a lot of people think it's crazy to not get hurt when people don't accept your ideas. But when you have a fucking million of them, there's nothing to get really connected to. So,
well, I think if a person's living in your head, they have to know how fucked up, you know, your ideas are. And some of them are good and some of them are fucked up.
Yeah, it's all good. Like, I had the
idea. And you're a fucked up dude.
I'm a fucked up dude, I guess. I came in the idea today with the idea all hot. I was like, let's send Lummy to Detroit. Let's send him to 8 Mile. Let's have him go to the game and harass Lions fans. And you're like, you know, Lummy's got a family, right? And I said, yeah, I didn't think about that. You know, yeah. I just think about Lummy.
Don't be like, if I sent you, it would greatly affect your family's vibe and routine. If all of a sudden you're 3 days in Detroit being up there being disruptive and you're, let's say, you know, that would, I'd probably fly up Thursday night, get you a hotel room, be there live on Friday morning, you know, via cell phone or whatever. And then that would require getting you an Uber. I mean, I'm sorry, getting you probably a rental car. But I mean, like, Phoebe kind of needs you to handle little Sethy for Friday. And like, I mean, you know, you're very much needed in the child care slash, you know.
Yes.
Like, you know, you not being there really puts a strain on Phoebe's world.
No, and I understand that, Bubba, and it's my fault because I, you know, to me, Lummy is the same guy he was when I worked here 4 years ago. And lovable Lummy is just that guy that sometimes
got him doing stunts too, huh?
Yeah, well, sometimes he would come in here, you know, drunk, smelling, you know, fast, fresh seafood, want to kill Joey Logano. Like, you know, sometimes I still see him as that guy, even though I know he's not.
Even though he's a big-time co-host actually the most popular. I mean, if we were just to break it all down, he is the most popular person on the show.
I mean, no doubt.
Me, the host of the show, must succumb to his popularness.
Yeah, I read the comments every single day, and every single person gets hate on the show except Lummy. There's never anything bad about Lummy.
No, never. Like, Lummy is Chat's little special child.
Which is good. I'm glad.
I'm glad that we were able to establish something like that.
That was good that you developed a lovable character.
By the way, Seth, this is up. Look up there. I'm going to teach you how to drive one of these. See this little... did you see that little bobcat? That little mini skid steer?
No!
I got a vision with you. And I'd like to, you know, do like a Manning up of Seth.
I got it.
What?
Perfect.
What?
my oil light just came on yesterday.
On your car?
It said you need oil. So
No, hold on. Now there's two different things. Okay. There's you need oil and there's you need an oil change. See, there's two different lights. There's a low oil sensor, which means you're drastically low on oil.
That was the one.
Or it was you have your car is ready for an oil change. So you're low on oil?
I'm low on oil and my PSI on the left side of my tires are 19.
Are you for real?
Yes.
You know they're supposed to be 35.
Shit.
And what you're going to do is you're going to fucking break one off the bead and completely, which could shred into a million pieces and break your fender wells and really cause a crash.
Cause a crash?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck,
If you're going across to Howard Frank, which bridge do you take home?
Gandy.
Okay. So that's 55, 60, 65, 70, right?
Yes.
All right. If you're going 70 miles an hour on your tires at 19 pounds of pressure, that could easily debead itself off the wheel and cause you to go right into the fucking guardrail and potentially die.
Okay.
So listen, here's the deal.
That fucking scary.
After the show, I'm going to have you pull your car to the back, you know, where my back car lift is and stuff.
Yeah.
The white trash wonderland.
You got a whole Amoco back there.
Yeah.
Jiffy Lube.
So I'm going to, we're going to need to be taping this.
What's going on?
Well, right now, we need to check on how low you are on oil and inflate your tires properly, which I can do.
You got a tire filler upper back there?
Yeah, I got an air compressor with the tire gauge. Yes.
No shit.
Yeah.
Dude, you are, how do you, that's a real
How
man
am I
thing.
Such a fucking man? I don't know. And then I'm going to go up to, you know, I'm to Ocala this weekend and I'll be on a grader and a skid steer and a fucking tractor and a dump truck and a fucking front end loader all weekend long.
That's just
with those big man balls of mine.
That's awesome, dude. I'm going to be looking at fucking disco prisms on eBay, seeing what I can buy, any CJ Stroud rookie cards on sale. And that's just the difference between us.
Right.
That's
you'll
okay.
You'll be at home in between jacking off on Pornhub and your kid catching you.
My kid didn't catch me.
Looking at what your 86 Bill Buckner is selling for.
I don't have any 86 cards. I fucking fell.
Yeah, but 86 Bill Buckner might be, you know, worth something, don't you think?
Rest in peace. You know, Bubba, I don't know if you got to talk to Daniel Rose at the party at all, but he collects only older stuff, only like 80s baseball cards and stuff like that. He said he's got a whole set where he's got almost every single card autographed.
He had Favre's rookie card. And he said it's only worth about $20. You know, he gave it to me. He gave me Favre's rookie card in one of those little holders, and it's graded out, and it's all kind of deal, and it said it's only worth about $20.
A lot of that stuff was probably mass-produced. That's why it's probably not numbered or anything like that, but, I mean, it was nice that he got you a Brett Favre rookie card.
Is that pretty cool?
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, Hall of Famer. I mean,
I got a Dion rookie card when he first signed with the Yankees.
That's big. That could be big.
I got that.
Is that like an Upper Deck one or something?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Why am I asking you?
Right.
Yeah, it's okay. But, you know, that's just the difference between us. You're on the state skids here, and I'm fucking looking up deals on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, I potentially could save you from having a catastrophic wreck and being a responsible. Like, you're driving around with 19 pounds of pressure. You're driving around your car with your kid in it.
Oh, man, come on.
Listen, and I'm being straight with you. I fuck with you a lot, but I'm being straight with you. 19 pounds of pressure in your passenger SUV/vehicle is deadly. Because, I mean, you could literally, if you de-bead your wheel, and that means literally the tire comes off the wheel.
Oh, fuck, man. Come
it'll
on.
It'll tear up your entire fucking car and put you right into the fucking guardrail.
Okay. Well, that's my biggest fear.
But hold on. Hear me out. After today's show, we will go out back and we can address two different things. I can, one, check the oil in your car to see how low you are. If you're drastically low, put enough in there to hold you over. I'm assuming you need an oil change. When's the last time you had your oil changed? Do you know you're supposed to change
it? Yes, I have the sticker up there. I went to the place where you don't have to get out of your car.
Yeah, the 5-minute deal?
Yeah.
10 can willies or something like that?
Yeah, you know, 5-minute quick stop, you know, and
say
then we're going to
10 can willies.
10 can willie. We're going to upsell you and you're going to end
need
up
new wiper blades, you need a transmission flush.
I need the they show me the air
coolant
filter from inside the car and how dirty that
right.
is. They
the
go
cabin,
you're breathing that in.
The cabin filter.
Yeah. So I walk out of there, spend $150.
Right.
So, yeah,
meanwhile, I can blow out that cabin filter. I can blow out your air filter. I'm sponsored by Redline, so I get free oil.
Woo!
I can have you literally go, or I'll just have the merch crick go buy whatever oil. I only use K&N oil filters. Put a new filter on there and basically throw it in as a spiff for just working here.
Well,
but you need an oil. Now, are you over your mileage on your oil change?
Yes, sir.
You are. By how many?
Well, I checked yesterday when I saw the light come on, and I couldn't see the mileage on my car at the moment because there were so many other lights, like your tire's low, your oil's low, so I couldn't see my mileage at the moment.
So you got a modern-day discotheque in your dash
yes.
going on. Low tire, need oil, you know.
Check engine. Get the fuck, just drive your car to the lake. And then, so what was it?
And 19 pounds of pressure on the left side of your wheels.
Yeah. Last oil change I had was in May.
May. And you know you're supposed to do them. You know what? Now, if you use a Redline synthetic, you can go every 5,000. But, you know, I'm sure they put 3,000 for you.
Yeah.
What do you probably think you're at? 10, 15,000?
No, probably not 15, but, you know.
Man, that's so horrible for your car, buddy. What kind of car do you got?
I have a 19 Ford Fusion.
2019 Ford Fusion.
Yeah, you were there when I got it.
Okay, and do you know that like what kind of motor you got? Because I need to know for the oil filter.
You mean like a Hemi or like
a fucking Hemi? You think there could be a Hemi and a 2019 Ford Fusion? You think you got a Hemi in there?
Well, I don't know what a Hemi is. When you ask about an engine, I hear Hemi spoken about a lot, so I figure they're the most popular.
You think you got a Hemi?
If it's just a standard motor, so I'd probably say it's a Hemi.
Yeah, you think you got a Hemi in there, huh? Do you know what a Hemi stands for?
No. I hope it's nothing racist.
No, it's not racist.
Okay.
Hemi stands for hemispheric heads.
Oh, well, what the fuck does that mean?
So the head in your vehicle, the head in your motor is the combustion chamber, and the head houses the valves, the intake valve and the exhaust valve. So the camshaft rolls around through the rocker and the rocker arm system, and then that opens and shuts the valves. So when the intake valve opens, it puts fuel inside of the combustion chamber. It then closes.
That's what I got.
What? A combustion chamber?
No, the Hemi. That does all those fucking things.
No. You do not have a Hemi. Because what a Hemi does is it domes up that head into a hemispheric head instead of a flat head, and it causes more combustion and more horsepower. And those are usually Hemis are only in Dodge products.
Oh.
So you can never say that you got a Ford and a Hemi. They'll laugh at you.
Okay. Well, shit. Thank you.
So you do not have a Hemi.
Okay. So
you
like a V8?
Nah, I doubt you got a V8 in that thing. It's probably, to be honest with you, a straight 4. It's like probably just a straight jobber 4. Just a straight 4 banger.
What do you mean? Like the same things they used to put in Toyota Corollas?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck,
that's
man.
That's probably what you got. I doubt that you have a V6.
But I can zip around town, Bubba. I got some little giddy-up on that.
Okay, that's fine.
Little giddy-up.
You're not going to have any giddy-up when your fucking tires fall off and you have no more oil in your car.
Well, I'm pretty sure
that brings the giddy-up right down to zero, buddy. I'm just telling you.
Can I just borrow the smart car and take it across the bridge now? You've really scared the shit out of me. Can I just leave my car here?
Hold on
with
now.
You?
Now you're leaving it with me, and I'm fixing it all myself, and then you're just picking it up like it's Johnny's fucking car shack?
I come back tomorrow, yeah. I'm working.
No, you're going to fucking do this with me so that I can teach you a skill set.
A skill? Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And not only am I going to teach you a skill set, but I'm also going to teach you, it's going to be content.
All right.
You know what? It's we're manning up Seth. Bubba, man's up Seth.
Now, how long, if I just may ask, you know, like if I was at a Jiffy Lube per se, how long do you see this taking, sir?
Oh, probably 45 minutes.
All right. I got it. I got the time.
And when's the last time your tires were rotated?
Probably when I got new ones.
Yeah, and when did you get new ones?
I got new ones probably,
new tires? tires that you're running on 19 pounds of pressure?
Yeah.
Those tires?
I get new tires a lot because I get fucked up. Like,
you know why?
I hit the curb.
Do you know why you get new tires a lot? Because you run them and with not the proper air pressure, and they wear away extra quickly because not all of your tire is on the road. It's too, you know, you're...
Dude, I didn't know you were such an air pressure enthusiast.
No, I'm an automobile fucking enthusiast.
Okay, well, somebody fucking tell me next time.
I am telling you.
Well, what took so long? I've been driving on 19 my whole life.
I can't look at you. I don't go look at your fucking cars.
Well, you should, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I hate cars. I'd rather ride a fucking horse or a bike. I hate cars, man.
Well, I mean, what would you do without the car? You're the only individual I know that hates cars.
I would just, I don't know, there's got to be other ways to be transportation, the subway or something, silver rail or whatever bricks got shot down.
Go live in New York, fuck boy.
No, those are nasty. Not Listen, the nasty subway, like an above.
But when I get done with you, you're going to know how to properly inflate your tires. You're going to be able to, I'm going to teach you how to change your oil.
Am I going to have an extra half inch downstairs?
You know what? Here's the deal. No, physically, no. Metaphorically, yes. How fucking... Can we be honest with each other? I think that that's what this whole show is, for you and I calling each other out. You know, like talking some shit.
Yeah, I feel I'm on the end of that, but yeah.
Like yesterday, you know, last time we podcast, you're like, man, you're a real fucking pimp. You had your bitch out there on Saturday night, you know, collecting name tags and handing out rings with her fucking jugs heaved up and then a fucking neck heater on.
And
you run a tight ship, my friend.
People love that podcast.
I run a very fucking tight ship.
You do,
a
man.
A very demanding tight ship.
You do.
I don't put up with any bullshit.
And
my girlfriend knows that I am perfectly fine alone.
She's always on her fucking toes.
Yeah. So fucking. You know,
for women.
We got rules, and you know there are consequences for breaking them.
We got rules.
Yeah.
Did she fucking
check? The house needs to stay clean. My belly needs to stay full, and you need to fuck me once a day. Period.
Wow.
Yesterday she started coming up with that. Oh, I'm a little bit tired. I'm like, get the fuck here in the bed and get ready to fucking take care of Big Papa.
Do you ever like, you know, try to turn her on or anything, or is it just about topping on Big Papa?
No, she gets turned on by riding out Big Papa.
Okay,
yeah, she'll catch it. She'll get a nut or two. Sure. Now I'm gonna tell you. You know, I can get my girl to nut a couple times. Do you? I mean, how do you fare in that department?
I don't fare at all.
No,
you know
what I'm saying is, like, when's the last time that you got Phoebe to nut?
Oh God, this seems like it's revolting.
No, this seems like it's inside.
I don't like to talk
People
about.
People are gonna be like, man, I was listening to Clem and Kush yesterday.
Bubba, I don't
and
like.
Bubba's gonna. First of all, Kush thought he had a Hemi in his fucking Ford Fusion. Secondly, he says that cars suck. Thirdly, Bubba told him he was a fuck boy and he was gonna teach him how to work on cars. And fourthly, Bubba said that he fucks his girl every day and she gets at least one or two nuts. And listen, they ain't fake nuts either. They're squirting nuts. And then five, Bubba asked Fuckboy when's the last time he got his girl to come, and Fuckboy said he felt this was being a little evasive.
Can I just say?
I mean, you're not going to find that material anywhere, my friend.
Never. That's what I'm saying. This is not a half-assed podcast. Can I say, can we just change it to, like, the big O instead of nut? Nut and women is kind of gross to me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
When is the last time Phoebe enjoyed a female orgasm? See, I feel like I really primed it up for you there.
It did.
Yes. When's the last time Phoebe enjoyed a female orgasm there, Seth, eh?
I would say probably the spring of 23.
Are you serious? It's been a year since she's caught one?
Bubba.
Poor little thing.
What
no
do you think? I got a journal at home of when she's catching the big O? I mean, I don't
know. Has she got a Hitachi?
No.
Really?
What do you think? What do you mean you think you loaded me up with sex toys last time and I just snowflaked out on you?
Here's the deal. Well, I mean, there's a certain amount of truth to a lot of that. So anyway, you refuse to pump your penis.
Yes.
And if I was to get you a Hitachi, which is like my mom has an Hitachi.
Oh my.
For real.
God, man.
My sister has an Hitachi.
Well, that's okay.
So like, do you think Phoebes would does she know about the Hitachi phenomenon?
I would assume so.
Can I call her? Just say, Phoebe, can I ask you a few questions?
Can you call her right now?
Yeah, I mean, she's just in between slinging houses right now. She's in between closings. I know she is.
Okay.
Let me see if I have her number. Let me see.
I can send it to you.
No, I might have it. Hold on. Is it the 3-3?
You know what?
Has it got two threes in it?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Stand by. Now, is this going to cost you any heat at home?
It's too late.
It's like, boy, to you, she's going to jump on that rod when she knows that you know how to change oil now and check tire pressure. Watch this. Just watch.
Don't tell her that I've been putting my kid's life in danger.
I'm not going to put that part. No way. No way am I putting that part in there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not putting that part in there. Hi, Phoebe. This is Bubba. You're live on our podcast.
Hello.
Hey,
how's it going?
It's going great. I'm just calling on behalf of my good friend Seth. Are you familiar with that fucking crazy bastard?
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, how manly and how semi-turned on would you be if he came home to you today and said, guess what, honey? I learned how to change the oil on our Ford Fusion, and I learned how to inflate our tires, so our tires will never be low, and our oil will always be checked. And I told him you might ravish him at that point.
The tire thing I would like, because his tires are on like 17 pounds right now, and
right.
It's bad.
And that, no, hold on, and I may tell you, that is bad, and after that, hold on. That will no longer happen for the history of you guys as being together, because first thing I'm going to teach him as soon as the show's over today is how to properly inflate his tires, and I have that device here at work, so there's no excuse.
Wow.
So there's no excuse for him to have low tires.
He's going
to
let me take that thing home, too.
So he's gonna have that skill set that
wow.
You will never be, Phoebe, you will never be on low tires again from this point forward.
Well, listen, Bubba, I refuse to drive his car, so that's his problem. Oh. My tires are fine.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you know that Seth is going to have responsibly filled tires, but I'm going to take it a next step further, and we're going to videotape him changing his own oil. He's going to know how to change the oil.
Oh, I thought I was just watching you today.
Well, I mean, watching me is also hands-on. Like, I'm going to make you turn the wrenches, too.
You got gloves?
No, I don't have gloves. So you know what? You know what would really turn your wife on? If you came home with maybe a little dirt underneath your fingernails, fuck boy. I'm telling you that.
Did
you hear what she just
said? Oh, Bubba, get the fuck out of here.
She said, man, if my man came home with a little bit of a grease on his face and a little bit of grunge under his nails because he worked a hard day at changing the my family Fusion's fucking truck, she might take you right there. Those dried up sexless days may turn into something when you fucking become more of a man.
We'll see. I'll let you know if that happens.
So anyway, Phoebes, we were
talking right around the farm.
We were
talking. What you guys say?
Well, yeah, among other things. But we were talking about.
Okay.
Are you familiar? Because every woman that I know has one of these. Are you familiar with the Hitachi, you know, thing?
So I'm familiar. I do not own one.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. So that's the best answer I could ask for. So you're familiar that a lot of women use these Hitachi things to, you know, pleasure themselves.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
and I know, and I know you don't own one, but what if the show bought one for you? Would you use it?
Yes, I would.
Seth, that's how much you, motherfucker. I told you your wife would.
What
I told
a fucking
you.
Hoe.
What? I told you she would. But here's where now, Seth. Here's the slippery slope. These Hitachis are these Hitachis are so good. If you think your ass days are numbered now, and she can just get a quick one with that and not deal with your nonsense, it may take your ass ratio even down even lower.
It's
she's
fine.
Like,
it's
why
low.
Do I need some fucking werewolf on me when I got this Hitachi running wild? You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of werewolf characters. Look how fucking hairy you are.
Yeah, no, I mean it's definitely non-existent right now. So I don't know how much worse it could get, but I mean, you know, bring it on.
Yeah. So I mean, but here's the deal. It also might break the seal of sexuality and the fact that she's like, man, this Hitachi gets me to the next level and gets me revved up where I want my husband who just changed the oil and properly inflated my tires to take me like a man and quit being a beta bitch.
You're all about fixing cars and fucking tips for married couples.
Well,
I love it.
I'm just saying, I mean, did I not just hit it dead on? I diagnosed what your wife wants. She wants you to man up a little bit, keep your airs and tires inflated, and maybe bring home that Hitachi. I mean, those three things, Seth, could change you and Phoebes.
Oh, just overnight.
Especially.
Hey, if you're gonna, what do you got to go on Amazon and order Hitachi?
Yeah, I'll get one.
Could you get me a Prism Blaster?
What's that?
It's the new basketball cards that just came out.
I can get you a penis pump.
I don't know. But this is only 50 or 60 bucks. You don't have to spend 110 on the penis pump.
Stop fucking working me, bitch. I've already saved your marriage with the inflation of the tires.
I'm trying to get a G.G. Jackson rookie card so I can sell it and not have to fucking work anymore.
Well, you have dreams that are unobtainable, okay? Listen to me. Just like you trying to go to L.A. and be something. What the fuck? What are you thinking on that deal?
I don't. I was going to go to L.A. and be something like every other Jewish person that's existed.
their names are Goldmeier and shit like that. Not Kushner,
I was
okay?
Like, fuck this, man.
There's no famous Hollywood actors named Kushner, okay,
no,
buddy?
There's not.
Just saying. You've been dealt a certain amount of Jewish cards, and we have to play in the right way, okay? Jesus Christ.
I don't have enough Jewish cards. I have enough to get here.
You have a limited. You have a Tampa Jewish card that's working well if you listen to me and quit fucking flaking out, fuck boy.
I'm just telling you, if you're going on Amazon and you're throwing shit in your car, why don't you throw in something
I'll tell you what's going to make you happy. When your wife's 18% more fucking sexual because she's got the Hitachi and she knows that her fucking tires are properly inflated so that when you take your precious child from to and from, then everything's going to be okay. It's the long play, not the short play, fuck boy.
She's gonna have to quit her fucking job to use this thing.
No, she isn't. She literally, while you're at work doing your stupid shit, she could be get one right now, like literally.
Okay. All right. Well,
Phoebe said that she would like to have one, and to use at her leisure. And so I'm gonna get her one.
That's I'm a man of the women, so I just want them to be happy.
Now, Phoebe, could this potentially break the coldness thing, Seth ain't getting a lot of, Seth bitches about it a lot.
Yeah, no, I understand that he's not getting a lot. It's just, I just got to say between like he had that rash for a while.
Which, by the way, I fixed.
I know, it's wild. And then, I work from home and I have a job that's Excel spreadsheets all day, and my mind is just not sexual during the day when he wants to be. So right. It's like, hey, when you get off that call at 11:30, you want to come into my office? And I don't really want to, actually.
No, right.
So it's all the timing of things, It's not like it's a
but
Saturday
meanwhile,
night.
But meanwhile, if little Sethy is still at school and you got 30 or 40 minutes because you got one earlier today, so you kind of got the sexual juices flowing, he rolls up in there like the responsible alpha, soon-to-be alpha male that he is. He makes a proclamation to his lovely wife. Just want to let you know, honey, change the oil today and all the fucking tires are inflated where they need to be. Just want to let you know, I'm washing my hands now because I got a little dirt on my hands. Not worried about some bullshit fucking baseball card. I'm doing manly shit like fixing cars and making sure my family's safe. You know what? She might say, hey, honey, I got one more little closing here, and then won't you meet me in the bedroom for a little, 15 or 20 minute quickie gimmick,
We'll see.
Just saying.
Listen, Bubba, the other night I got up and there was a huge roach in our walk-in closet, and Seth went in, closed the door, and went to get the bug. He's not the bug guy of the family. I'm the bug guy.
Yeah.
So it was actually really sexy that he went in. He didn't kill the roach. It fell and it's somewhere in my clothes, but he tried and it was hot.
But he didn't try. He bitched out. He should have said, let me get a fucking, a Swifter or something large that I can smash this bug against.
I had a fucking shoe, man. I hit it.
But you didn't get it.
I hit it and it took a fall.
Okay.
I can't help it if she puts all her clothes on the fucking floor, Bubba.
Hold on. Killing roaches is one thing. Changing the oil is a next level shit, buddy. That's real manly. I'm just telling you.
I know, man. I know. Trust me. I've been avoiding it a long time.
So I'm going to get her the Hitachi. Now, listen, Phoebes, we bought these penis pumps and we pump our penises and it builds extra girth and it builds up it really does work. And he's fighting it. Can I get your endorsement that you wouldn't have a problem with him pumping?
No, do it. Whatever makes him happy.
Yeah, it's better than your kid catching you after you are napping, Seth.
This isn't doing a lot for the people that already think she's cheating on me.
Seth,
I'm not. I don't even leave the house. I do school drop off and work from home.
Seth, you don't even know how to play the fucking game. Like, that's a subject you would not bring up. Now you put her in defense mode. We had her in offense. Now she's on defense.
No, I'm just getting fucking buried here, man. It's just like it's.
No, you're not. We're going to get you a penis pump, her a vibrator, the oil change, and the tires pumped up. What the fuck's wrong with all that? That sounds like a perfect day to me. A
couple of those things work out for me.
Well, yeah. The tire pumping works out for you. The penis pumping works out for you. The her Hitachiing works out for you. And the fixing of the car works. What's not pro Seth Kushner there?
4 for 4.
There you go. What if she said, I can't fucking believe you changed your own oil on your car. Look at that little grease mark on your hand. Come here, baby. Let me get some of that. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just telling you, Seth, for a 300-pound man, have you ever seen a man get better quality pussy than me?
No.
Okay. Like, I mean, you know, for real, I'm an expert cocksman, okay?
Yes.
And I know how to handle women. And women want you, she wants you to kind of fucking alpha up a little bit. And so I'm going to alpha you up, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No
this
problem.
This is all very nice and free
so,
of charge.
Phoebe, when he comes home, his tires will be, by the way, he will no longer have a low tire indicator light on because they'll be properly inflated to 35 pounds of pressure. That's what they take.
Woo.
I'm going to diagnose what type of car you guys have as far as engine. I'm going to go out and get a K&N. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And an oil filter for it. I got the oil already here. And then we're going to, now we may not change the oil today. We may change the oil tomorrow. But we're one of these days, by the end of this week, Seth, we will have changed the oil on your car that's 15,000 miles over the mileage. Now, Seth, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How clean, I have a shop vac. And how clean is your car inside?
It's not that clean.
So, how about we clean out all the McDonald bags and all the bullshit, and we clean it, and then we take some Armor All, and we Armor All the dash, and suck out all the dirt on the fucking floorboard, and you roll home with a freshly oil changed, properly tire inflated, clean vehicle. I mean, that's a panty dropper right there.
Yeah.
I mean, she will fucking ravage you.
I might ravage myself. That sounds so hot. Which will probably be the end result anyway, so.
Why? Motherfucker, quit being so
negative.
Shut
up, bitch. I'm just telling you the fucking truth.
I know. There's a new day. She's turning the corner, okay?
All right.
We're going to help. She's going to turn the corner because you're making some positive changes, buddy. just can't lay around, collect cards all fucking day and roll in here for 2 hours like you are now. You got to fucking put some effort into a relationship. And that includes pumping your penis so it can get full girthy.
All right, do you have one of those out back?
Well,
I have to order one.
I have to order one.
Okay.
With her Hitachi.
Listen, can he, like, take me out to dinner or something in this clean car? Because we haven't been by ourselves
all
in,
now,
like,
how?
2 years.
Now, let me ask you a question. How easy is it to get, you know, babysitter? Like, you know, like, can Elise or can somebody watch little Sethy without getting getting pickpocketed?
I can't promise that.
All right.
Yes, so she can go to a friend's house or my mom's house. Yes.
Right. So you guys got like child care is not an issue, because some people are like, fuck, we can't find anybody to watch our kid that we trust, but that's not the problem here.
So no, Seth, not at all.
So Seth, what if I give you some money today?
No, man. You don't need to do that.
Motherfucker, don't tell me what I need
you
to
don't
do.
Need, you know.
Don't you fucking tell me ever what I need to do unless you want fired again, okay? I guess I didn't fire you. You melted down because you're a flake. And so here's the deal. I'm going to give you some money that you're going to take her out to dinner by the end. Well, would Friday night, what night would you like it to happen, Phoebes?
It could be Friday. It could be Saturday. I'm wide open at night.
All right. So, Seth, I can't say I'd fire you, but I'm going to give you some money to take her out. And if you don't take her out, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I'm going to lower your tire pressure back to 19, and I'm going to fucking drain the oil out of your car, and you're going to be a no-car-having, walking-the-dog motherfucker, okay? So I'm specifically going to give you enough money. How about this? How about I book you guys reservations at Union, which is Jeff Chiragante's, right here on West Shore. I book the reservations, and I take care of the bill.
Wow, Seth, are you in?
Seth, sometimes you cause your own drama.
Why?
The average dude would be like, fuck yeah, man.
No.
Bubba's paying, and he's booking the reservations for me and my wife to have a fancy-ass fucking dinner on Friday night. You can bet when I take her home after a few glasses of wine, I might even get roadhead across the Gandy. I'm just saying.
Bubba, I know it's everything's about, like, me shaking you down and stuff, but I appreciate...
I'm not trying...
No, you didn't...
Hold on, motherfucker. You didn't ask for this.
I know.
I offered.
I know, but I'm just
There's
saying...
There's a difference.
I appreciate that everything that you're doing up until, you know, like, helping with my car and all that shit. That's great. You don't have to take care
of us. I'm trying to make your wife happy.
I understand.
And one of the things that will make her happy is if you would take her to dinner. In order to take her to dinner, you have to responsibly book it, and then you have to have the money to pay. A couple of those you aren't so good at.
Right.
I am good at. I can help you do that. I think you'll see a whole new Phoebe if you would do said act that costs you nothing except a little fucking effort.
Can I ask?
What?
When do I get to be happy?
Well, I'll tell you when you're going to be happy. Friday night after she's been to a fancy fucking restaurant with a few glasses of wine, and you got an hour and 15 before you got to pick up little Sethy, that's when you get yours, buddy.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, I'm penciling it in. I'll finally be happy at that hour and 15.
I need to know whether it's a Friday or a Saturday. You need to let me, Phoebe, text me and let me know what day to book and what time to book.
Okay.
And what time to book. Okay. And then Seth, I'll have it all taken care of.
All right.
Seth, there's no fucking excuses. You can't fuck this up. Unless you spend the money I give you on baseball cards and then it comes Friday night at, you know, 7:30 and you're supposed to be at Union and you're looking at these fucking pack of cards that didn't have anything that was valuable.
I'm trying to get a Bryce Young rookie card to pay for the fucking meal.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I gave you enough money to pay for the meal, but you got a bunch of bunk cards that aren't worth shit.
Well, sometimes
and
I could turn
$100.
Sometimes if I could buy a box of $60 cards, I could turn it into $67, Bubba. So I mean, I love taking that
or
chance.
Or other times, I could make sure I give you $1.50. That's anything you could want, and then some for dinner. And you go out and spend $1.50 on dinner on your wife, and then she comes home and she's extra horny because you actually made an effort to do something, even though I'm booking all this kind of shit. And she decides to kick it out wide and take it around the farm. Then that makes you happy.
I'll bring you home all the change. I'll bring you back all the change.
I don't want any fucking change.
For the 150 and receipts.
Listen, I just need to get taken out of this bubble I'm in. I work all day. I take care of her daughter. I take care of her old dogs. I like went out to dinner on Friday night with my friends last week, and I made reservations for our family to go out on New Year's Day to brunch. I was like, him to do that. Take me out. Get me out of my bubble. And I'll get out of this.
Be a man. Take control. Be an alpha. Say, listen, bitch, we're going to dinner Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Make sure little Sethy's got somebody to watch her. I'm taking you out.
How about that?
Yeah. Seth, how about this? How about you? Let's practice. Go ahead and practice. Go ahead. About going to dinner this Friday night. Practice.
You want to go to dinner Friday night?
Yes, I would.
All right, cool. Bubba's paying for it. See you at the union. Get whatever the fuck you want.
All right, so listen, Phoebes, text me like it's already Tuesday, so they fill up fairly quick. So by the end of the day, text me the day and the time of you, and the time would represent, you're going to have to give yourself probably, 20, 25, 30 minutes travel time. So the time that you give me will represent the time that you want your reservation. Okay.
Okay. Is Seth going to be, okay? Because I know going out to dinner is, you don't love it. So I just need to know that it's going to be enjoyable and it's not going to be you stressing out.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Poor little thing's got to be scared. You'd be stressing out. Seth, you did so, first of all, you're never going to be in front. You're not going to ever have as many people as you did on Saturday night, and you nailed it. I was so proud of you on Saturday night. You fucking owned it like the fucking pimp that you are. You took pictures. You stayed an hour and a half longer than you were required to.
I had a triple kiss with the Nashes.
Okay, there you go.
Oh,
fine. Whatever kept you here was great. So having dinner at Union should cause no anxiety because here's what causes your anxiety. One, money. Worried about how much it's going to cost. Am I right?
Sure.
Two, childcare. And three, is this going to equate to possibly some lovemaking at the end of the night? And I think we got all three of those covered. I think Phoebe is basically saying, you treat me like the cool, kick-ass wife that I am. And honor me and give me a little break from this fucking crazy world that I live in. I'm going to reward you with what you want the most, and we all know what that is.
Mm. Perfect.
That's accurate.
Right. See, I
thank you.
I mean, Clem and Kush should just turn into Clem and Kush therapy is what it should turn into.
I think that's what it is anyway. So somebody's helping somebody on this show.
All right. Well, Phoebes, have you noticed how good he's doing on the show and how good he sounds and how well he bounces off of me? And he's just doing a really good job. He really is. I just hope he doesn't fucking flake out like he usually does.
He will not flake out. I can tell how happy he is. He comes home and he's not in a crappy mood. I can tell when he's happy and when he's like artificially happy. Like if he doesn't really like something, but he's pretending to, he is genuinely better to be around since he has started with you because it just work bleeds over into life and and he sounds great. And no, I love it. I listen every day.
And he's taught little Sethy how to be a professional pickpocket. She will work that. Can work it. She got like, you wouldn't believe. My Lord, it's crazy.
I'm not pleased about that evening when I got home.
Are you familiar with these party words?
Yes, I am. And I'm also not pleased with that.
I think they're actually pretty cool because it's a little bonding time between Seth and little Sethy. So, kind of behind mama's back, we're kind of doing something naughty. That's kind of cool,
I just like it when she cusses and it stresses Seth's mom out. Like anything that she can say or do that makes her freak out is really funny to me.
Does Elise and Phoebes not get along, Seth?
They're fine now.
Do I need to get involved in that too?
No.
Elise is my friend. I just say, hey, Elise, man, lighten up on Phoebes. She's a good girl, and then Elise will do anything I tell her.
Yeah, we're fine.
No, I think Drew put my mom and her on one time, and I think I didn't talk to my mom for 2 years afterwards.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that.
I would encourage.
Here's really kind of something that's not very shticky, that's really real lifey. And the fact that my son now hasn't talked to me in over 2 years because of some girl. And it just, I literally find, I cry multiple times a week, find myself crying over how much I miss my son. And he was such a major part of my life. And it just, so if you do have strife with some family member, nothing can be worth keeping it continuing on just because, you know, I lost my stepdad last year. So life is so precious, and we really don't know how much time we have on Earth. I mean, Seth's 19 pounds per square inch tires could fall off the rim at any time, and he could be fucking over the bridge at Howard Franklin on the way home. So life is so precious, and if you have an opportunity to repair any type of friction between family, it's the right thing to do instead of, you know, thinking it's a winnable situation, because I don't know if I'll ever have a relationship with my son ever again. Like, it's been 2 years, and it just, I mean, Phoebe, can you imagine little Sethy growing up to be like, you know, 18, 19, she's very impressionable. You love her. You've raised her every minute of her life. You've tried to do the best thing. And then she completely cuts you out of you don't even know her phone number. You don't know her phone number. You've not seen her in 2 years. Done. And it just, oh my God. Seth, I know you got mentals, but my God, my mentals are fucked too. I mean, I hide it well, but it's sad.
No, I mean, it's got to take a toll that, I mean, very few people could understand.
Oh. I know what I understand is Phoebe's going to be all horny after she has a few glasses of wine and a full belly at Union. I'll tell you that right now.
Fuck yeah. I hope they have rabbit there.
Rabbit?
Who wants rabbit?
Listen, when our daughter was a little baby, we would go out more often. And I remember either his parents or my parents came over to watch her, and we went out to dinner in downtown St. Pete. And we would leave a little early and mess around in the car in alleys on the way to dinner. Seth, do you remember that?
Yeah, we did that one time.
It doesn't matter. It's stuck in my head, and those are the things that can happen if you take me to dinner.
Seth, you are so fucking stupid. So it's stuck in her little pea brain right now, and that's what she's got on the mind. And you don't think that that's going to correlate to Friday night? She might say, hey, you know, pull over here.
Bubba, I really have started watching
at the Gandy bait shop. Why I blow you.
Bubba, I've really started to watch a lot of Andrew Tate videos about the Matrix and about being a real man and stuff like that. And, you know, worrying about all these women's feelings and stuff like that is just something that I've just grown tired of.
Well, here's the bottom line. Keep growing tired of it. You're not going to get any pussy.
Oh, Andrew Tate gets it all. That's why he
you're not newsflash. You're not Andrew Tate.
Okay, well, newsflash. I could be.
No,
I could just fucking start talking about the Matrix and get all hot.
Newsflash. You never will be. Or can maybe like saying, you know, I'm going to be, you know, fucking Joe Rogan. Not going
to
happen.
Newsflash, I could go to Romania and sexual traffic women and be Andrew Tate. Thank you.
Newsflash, it might be the only way you get some pussy.
Newsflash, well, it still works. But
newsflash, it's as easy as taking your wife on a prepaid dinner Friday night.
Well, newsflash, I'd rather go to Romania and be a criminal than take my wife out to dinner in Tampa.
Newsflash, you're just not. It's just there's no hope in sight for you, my friend.
Newsflash, duly noted.
Phoebes, give me the information. I'll get it booked. I'll get it taken care of. Seth, I don't want any fuck. You're fired on Friday if you don't come back with a truthful, not some bullshit fucking lie, a truthful, I took Phoebe out on Friday to Union story. Like, you're fired.
Okay.
You're fucking fired.
Were we telling the story on the podcast or on the show?
You're not on the usually not on the regular show. Remember, on Mondays.
Okay. Well, I don't know, Bubba. I lose track every day. I don't know what the fuck's going on over here.
We'll save it for the podcast.
Okay.
Monday's podcast will be the majority of it will be how you and Phoebe's date went on Friday night.
Okay.
At one of the newest, hottest restaurants in town, Union.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
10% off if you mention Bubba Army?
No, stop all that bullshit.
No, I thought that was what the special
was. No. Stop trying.
Because I was going to mention Bubba Army 10 times.
I'm paying for it. Motherfucker, I'm paying for it.
I know, but I'm trying to walk out and get some NBA Prism. I could get a Webinyama card, Bubba. That could
stop it.
Bubba, a Webinyama
card. Stop it.
A Webinyama card could set us up for a month.
Okay. You're not going to get a Webinyama card, buddy. You're just not going to.
They're okay. rare, but when you hit them, baby, you hit them.
Okay, well,
there's one going for $1,400 right now.
I think you have a problem with this fucking baseball card shit.
Yeah, my problem is I don't have money to buy them, so I'm trying to get fucking Big Papa to give me some.
No, the problem is you're a degenerate, and you're fucking like this is an addiction. Yes. If you put as much time into like being a good husband, changing the oil and keeping the tires properly inflated, it would be far more. It would work out better for you in life, buddy.
That's true. Yes, mm-hmm. I concur.
And this baseball card shit's just like it wasn't even a thing back when I had you the first time. This is a new thing you've developed.
Yeah, I developed a hobby that helped take away my anxieties and stuff, and now
you're so deep into your hobby that you've let some of your responsibilities go by the wayside in lieu of your hobby.
Yes. No. I have. I've become
and
a horrible
Phoebe's,
father and
Phoebe's
husband.
Fist bumping, saying "Fuck yeah, Bubba, keep it up, buddy."
Yeah. No. I concur. I've definitely gone downhill as a human being ever since.
Well, I'm here to bring you. I'm here to help you. Okay.
God bless you.
Out of all, I mean, you didn't see the bake more pies, motherfuckers, even caring about your life, did they?
No. They definitely didn't.
You didn't see those stupid fucks from K-Rock that needed so much. I mean, really, the suggestion should have been, let's just bring in a new show. That's what the only thing that's going to save those stupid fucks. I mean, you should have gone to management and said, I can't listen. They're not listening to what I'm saying, but you really should just bring in a new show.
Holy shit. Fuck you, Klein and Allie assholes.
Hey, wait till I take their job.
I knew they were jerks. I knew it. And I told Seth before he realized it. I said, these people suck.
Yeah, they're not Bubba the Love Sponge. And you know what? Here's the thing.
No. Nope.
This standard industry in radio, because you are very much part of radio, you would ask the average person in radio, what do you think about Bubba the Love Sponge? They'd be like, man, he's a real piece of shit. But what do you think about Klein and Allie? Oh, they're good. They're out of K-Rock. They're nice people. Meanwhile, I am a fucking true saint and a radio god compared to those fucking jobbers, period. Not only just on what my on-air presentation, but just as a person, I care more about my employees and try to take better care of them than those fucking uppity, no-talent hack fucks.
You know who takes real good care of their employees?
What?
Woody.
You're a fucker. Go work for him then, you fuckface. See if Woody's going to send you out to dinner, get you pre-laid.
I did. I tried to send him my shit before I left L.A.
Right,
wouldn't fucking call me back.
Exactly. Look at this guy. This guy's changing your oil, pumping up your tires, teaching you how to do that, prepaying dinner on Friday night, and practically have your wife raping you at just the thought.
I think it's pretty much illegal.
She's already thrown out the fact that, remember when I used to give you head in the alley? She threw that out.
Yeah, she sure did. That was, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, bitch.
What a memory.
Why don't you learn how to be appreciative?
I don't know, Bubba. But that's probably something I got to bang out in therapy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's anything we could work on today.
Your therapy ain't working. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm not going right now. I'm fucking over it, man.
Yeah, I'll therapize
That last
you.
Bitch gave me anxiety that I talked to.
Yeah.
She didn't like the way that I broke. She didn't like the way that I canceled appointments with her. It was like talking to my mom.
All right, you got some big issue. You got hatred in your heart.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I've got feelings.
You don't have love in your heart. Your starting point is miserable.
What do you
That's
no,
your starting
I've
point.
I've got all the love in my heart, Bubba. You know, you can have a lot of love in your heart and also, you know, be completely over having a conversation with your wife on the radio.
How much better would your life be if Phoebe gave you more ass because you acted better and did some more stuff around the house to make her not be so stressed out? And in lieu of you doing that, she gives you more what you want, which is ass.
Yes.
Look, it's very fixable.
I understand. It's a very simple formula.
Yeah. And you're a very smart guy.
I'll follow the blueprint.
So follow it.
You got it.
Phoebe says follow it, you little soy boy motherfucker.
I'm on it, motherfucker.
She said, follow it.
All right, can we let this bitch go?
Follow it. Follow it. Phoebes, give me that information, okay?
Yes. Bye. Okay, thank you so much.
Bye, Phoebes.
Bye.
Love you, too. Listen, you better hope I never have a session with Phoebes. She never look at you again. Or squirt.
I mean,
take her to dinner.
That's fine.
Yeah, she's.
Just take her off my hands at this point.
Do you know what she's looking for?
I don't
she's
know,
looking,
Bubba.
I'll tell you, bitch. She's looking for an alpha, and you're a beta.
Well, then she married the wrong guy.
No, she didn't.
What about? I
can make you an alpha. You want to be an alpha. You can be an alpha. The meeting that we had today before the show was an alpha-like meeting. So be that way more often. Have good ideas. Implement them. Boss people around. Have a plan. Do some shit. Stop worrying about fucking basketball cards.
I save
it's
all
ruining
my...
your life. These cards are ruining your life.
Bubba, I don't buy them. I just look at them. Like, it's just something that...
You yearn for them.
Bubba, they...
You yearn for
they're
them.
They're worth a shitload of money. Like, it's interesting to me. Like, I love looking at the card. Bubba, the card thing, man, I know I talk about it a lot and I joke about it. I don't buy them because they are very expensive, but I truly found a hobby. Like, I told...
Okay, great. Juggle the hobby and making your wife happy.
The hobby doesn't take away from anything with her. Like, I don't do baseball cards every day. They're just in my office. You know, like, sometimes I fuck around with them. Sometimes I put them on eBay. Sometimes I throw shit away. Like, but I'm not sitting around like jerking off to like my Frank Thomas autographs.
You're not.
No, I mean I mean,
you're jerking off to other things. You're getting caught by. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, do you have that Stone Cold audio?
Yeah, I do.
I would love. Can we play that?
And I'm about ready to get out of here.
Oh, man, come on.
So Stone Cold.
This is good shit before we leave.
Stone Cold obviously is in his garage, okay? And some company, like a cold dip company, what I can decipher from watching this, and I'm sure I probably think that you feel the same, is that some cold dip company sent him this cold dip device. And you can make it go... You can adjust the temperature, and he's going to start out at 50.
Well, you can tell how yoked up, you know, Steve Austin still is, and I mean, many, many injuries, including his neck. I didn't think about it like that, Bubba. I just thought that he was trying a new way of recovery, because when I first started the show, you talked about like cold plunges and shit. So I figured this was like the latest.
All right.
Rage.
Well, let me show you how I dove into it a little bit deeper,
okay.
And then you tell me if you agree. This is obviously his garage of some sort. He has a garage maybe where he keeps some of his, you know, toys, like his four-wheeler shit, because that's an RV. You can see if you know what you look for, that's an RV, and they're in a pole barn garage type deal, and this is obviously a cold dip unit. And so he mentions the fact, the name of the cold dip company, and how it's the degrees are adjustable, and he's going to start at 50 and work his way down. And obviously he's creating content. I don't know why he would keep his headphones on, but he's creating content to make a video for this cold plunge place that has sent them listen.
It's possible. He does do very well with social media, though.
No, I know, but hold on. I have been given many a product that I have to do this very sort of thing, and that's what even makes it funnier, in the fact that he was trying to do an endorsement for this place, and he said, fuck it.
You know what I took it as, Bubba? I took it as Stone Cold Steve Austin, one of the toughest, baddest motherfuckers of our lifetime. And yeah, even if you think wrestling's fake, Stone Cold Austin is tough as shit. And seeing him get into that water made me so afraid of ever getting in something like that. If he can't handle it.
Well, you're right, but also know that it's even funnier because he's trying to make this a promotional video that they... Now, hold on. To know the other half of this, he's trying to make this a promotional video. Probably the sales rep would be like, hey, like when I got Dion his Skag mower, it was under the guise of, hey, listen, Dion, post a couple of Instagram or whatever videos of you on your Skag mower, right? And he did. Well, this was whatever this cold plunge pump company was probably like, hey, Steve, here's this, you know, $20,000 cold plunge deal. We need you from time to time to do a little video about our cold plunge deal. And so know that this thing's even funnier when he says, fuck it. I will try to do. So this was supposed to be a promotional video that this place possibly used, and he completely just fucked it all.
Well, I mean,
like, they could never use this.
Bubba, I mean, he sounds like he's in excruciating pain.
All right, here we go. You ready?
This is great. Yeah, let's
do
this.
So it's him in an obvious, I think you'll agree, he's obviously in a garage.
Yeah,
and he's been given this new cold plunge unit, and this is his first time to get in it. Whew. He's got headphones on, and he's got a camera on a tripod positioned forward.
Look at his arms, man.
Oh, he's still just jacked the fuck up. See, now I think you'll see that he'll like give you some information on the company here.
God damn it.
There it greatest, Bubba.
By the way, for those, you know, because you can't visually see this, but I'll describe it for you. He's only in up to his knees. Like, really, to do this correctly,
you got to just go in all the way.
You got to get it, like, up to your nose or go under. Like, at least up to your chin. Like, that's the bare minimum is to your chin. And the real experienced one, Seth, will go all the way under.
So, I would imagine.
He's at his knees right now, and he's already fucking pissed.
I know. This is great.
Oh. Ugh. Shit.
Now watch. And so he goes to stick his butt down there. Again, this is one of the toughest dudes ever, and he's getting busted up with 50 degree. Now, hold on.
He just put his readers down, too.
Most people do it like at 30, you know, 3, 34, 31. You know, the water starts coagulating at like 31, 32. So real cold plunge enthusiasts do it like 39 and 40. So it's this. I think
you're saying he's a puss boy.
No, I'm just saying about this. I think this is 50. He said,
yes.
I started at 50.
God damn it!
He tries to put his butt down in the water and he can't.
Hey, what's up, bud? God damn it!
And now you can see. Now you can see that he's trying to do an outtake. You can see that he's trying to do an outtake about a company. Watch.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Steve coming to the Broke Skull Ranch. I got this manual therapy.
By the way, he has to look on the side. He's so unversed as to what this company is. He has to look on the side of the unit to tell you what kind it is. That'd be like a NASCAR guy having to look at his hood to find out his major sponsor.
Bubba, can I tell you? I think the cold really fucked him up. Like, he is out of. Stone Cold's not the kind of guy to play it up. I mean, obviously he was a good actor in wrestling, but he's not playing this shit up. Like, he's in pain.
Oh, I know.
Therapy.
So he knows he fucked up. He knows he has no good content. So he'll even start from the top one more time. Watch.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Steve.
This is his third attempt. Would you not agree?
Oh, no.
This is his third.
Yeah,
this is his third attempt to create some content for this company for them to be able to put on Facebook, hey, you know, our cold therapy dip is even used by the very own Stone Cold Steve Austin. Here it is.
Everybody, Steve, coming to the Broken Skull Ranch. Hey, what's up, everybody? Steve, coming to the Broken Skull Ranch. About to do my first cold plunge and renew therapy.
In renew therapy.
My shop says 43 degrees right now, so I'm sure the water is sub 50. I was going to start off at 50. It's going to be a little bit colder than that. And
so he acknowledged that is his shop, right? That's his shop.
Yes.
He acknowledged.
3 minutes here. Once it gets on to 12 and 5, 4, 3, 2, down we go. God damn.
Which, by the way, by true cold plunge enthusiasts, they usually get their shoulders like he's like half in.
Son of a bitch!
See, he knows he can't do it, so he'll say,
"Watch what he says." You got to listen to what he says.
Oh, motherfucker! Gonna revisit this motherfucker.
Yeah, so he knows he's committed to doing it contractually, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't say, we'll revisit this motherfucker, because he knows he's got to get the content in, but he knows how fucking stiff it is nowadays.
Gonna revisit this motherfucker.
So here's a company, you know, here's a company that wants to be, you know, him to be the spokesperson. They would be able to take him being in his little cold plunge willy and put it on their various social platforms. And he's like, fuck that, man. I've heard that it is. Hey, Seth, maybe we should do some cold plunging here. I could get some horse troughs and we do our own.
A horse trough, can we maybe.
Can we what? That's what they do on a lot of them.
Can we maybe get, what do the Buccaneers players sit in?
Like $200,000 hydrotherapy bullshit?
Well, could Dr. Dan maybe just get us like a sanitary bucket that we can get into?
What do you mean a sanitary
bucket? I don't know what to sit in a horse trough.
It's not going to be a used horse trough. It's going to be a new one. It's galvanized steel is all it is.
How do you get the cold water?
Ice and water. You throw a bunch of ice in there, like you would go down. We'll go down to the fucking 7-Eleven and buy 10 bags of ice. You throw it in there. You take the hose. You throw the fucking hose in there until it's all the way up. Then you jump in the motherfucker with your bathing suit.
I will do that. I mean, I'll do it as long as Dr. Dan's on standby.
No, of course.
Okay.
So I can start a Bubba Army cold plunge station, and you will do it?
I'll do it, yeah. I'll do anything for the show.
Now, are you really going to have a good attitude about Friday night?
Yes.
For real? I don't want any bullshit.
I don't know.
I don't want any bullshit. She's yearning to be treated like a lady.
I understand, Bubba. And I'm yearning to be treated like a man.
Yeah, well, she's ready to treat you like a man after you treat her like a lady.
Well, I don't know why we have to have all these.
She did bring up she wants to suck your dick in the corner.
I don't know.
In the alley.
Yeah.
When you guys used to pull over in the alley, what would happen? She'd suck your dick, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Did she not bring that up? I didn't bring it up. You didn't bring it up.
Yeah, she brought it up.
What'd she say?
Said that she would go in the alley and, you know, take care of business.
Right. Now, what if you go to Union, you have a beautiful dinner, you didn't pay a dime for it, and she says, hey, pull over here on the Gandy Beach, the white trash fucking Willie. She's sucking you off in the mangroves.
I'll go, can we just do this? I don't really want to pull over right here.
Can we just go home?
Yeah.
There's
a lot going on right here. Doing a kayak race tomorrow, and people start setting up. And
people are camping out here.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things going on right now. They're about to start the drag races at midnight on the Gandy.
The Fast and the Furious, all the Chinese guys out there with their fucking lowered cars.
I can't believe for fucking 20 fucking years, 25 years, they let people just race out there on Saturday nights, go 120 miles an hour on roads people drive on.
Right.
Sorry.
At least when you're driving home on Friday night, you'll have properly inflated tires, fuck boy.
That's true. Thank you for that. God bless.
No problem.
What do you got here? Some TMZ shit?
No. I mean, I don't think you can get any more jam-packed full of greatness. Plus, we have to videotape you. We got some stuff with your car to do.
We do.
So that's it, my friend.
I appreciate the help. Thank you. Up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I make them hot, I make them shiver, their knees get weak, whenever I'm around, they see me walk, they hear me talk, I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy, I'm not your boy toy, I'm just a sexy boy.